ิลพระพาดขี้ใจสัมสาระดาบานนาลาลิทโลกะจานายคอรญากานากานาธรรมสังสารดาบันนัลลิทโลกาจานายการยากนากนาธรรมPraptasya kalyana gunarnvasya Pande guru shri charanaravindamPraptasya kalyana gunarnvasya Vande Gura Shri CharanarvindamMahaprabho Kir Dhananritya Gita Paritra Madhyan Manasora Sena Romanchakampa Shrutaranga Bhaja Ande Guru Shri CharanaravindamShri Vigraharat Ananityanana Shringaratan Mandira MarjanadaYuktasya bhaktam chani unjatopi Vande Guru Shri CharanaravindamPande Guru Shri Charanarvindam Pande Guru Shri Charanarvindam Chaturvidha Shri Bhagavat Prasada Sradhana Chittan Hari Bhakta Sangan Chaitin Bhajataksadeva Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Shri Radhika Madhavayora Pada Madhuya Leela Gunarupa Nam Nam Pratikshanastadanalolupasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Nikunjayu no Ratikeli se jaye Yayali te yukte rapekshaniya Tatra chidakshat ativallabhasya Pande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Pande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Pande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Sakshat Hari Trena Samasta Shastraya Uktasta Ta Bhavyata Eva Sadhi Kintu praporya kriya eva tasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Pande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Pande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado Yasya prasadan nagati kutopi Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado yasya prasadad bhagavad prasado yasya prasadan nagati kutopi. Jayanstu vamstasya yasyastri sanjam Vande gurav shri charanaravindam. Tasya yashastri sanjam Vande guru shri charanaravindam. Vande Gura Shri Charanaravindam. Vande Gura Shri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Shri Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Very nice that you all came. We can now, if we have been able to take a little time to prepare a prayer, you're welcome to offer a prayer now. And there's also going to be some little presentations as offerings. I don't know, maybe Rasamala Prabhu, would you like to say? Did you prepare something, or would you like to say something?
Not as an offering.
Or did you just want to say a few words, or? Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. I have a little offering that I'd like to read it, if I may. Okay. Sure that they don't lose them again. Maybe you have seen there was a announcement on the internet about one man just recently passed away, and many people were feeling
quite sad about it. He was the guy that started the whole Apple thing. So the headline said, "One man dies, millions cry. 1 million die, no one cries." This is a headline describing the state of affairs in Kali Yuga. I was reminded of what you wrote in your Bhaktivedanta purport to Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.14. "Any man from any social status becomes a well-known man in human society within a very short time if he is simply glorified truly or falsely in the daily newspapers." The man for whom so many people cried will undoubtedly be listed in some popular periodical magazine as one of the most influential persons of our time. There is something far more tragic than millions crying because of the death of one man and no one crying because of the miserable death of a million in the underprivileged, war-torn places on this planet. That something is that the pure devotee who cries genuine tears of sorrow and compassion for every one of the unlimited numbers of souls rotting in material existence for millions of years, the lover of the Lord who spills the gallons of blood to save just one such soul, is practically unrecognized in this world. This is the greatest tragedy because, Srila Prabhupada, your glories, which are none different from the glories of the Supreme Lord, are meant to be chanted and heard all over the three worlds. Such glorification is the nectar of immortality for which every soul hankering for eternal life. I pray to become an instrument for directing souls to taking shelter of your glories and instructions, which awaken those who hear them from the tragedy of being victimized by the reoccurring disappointment resulting from the attempt to find happiness where it can never be found. Thus their tears will be redirected to their pure joy in their relationship with Krishna and their genuine compassion for those who are unaware of that relationship, aspiring to be of service in your mission." Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Who would like to make an offering? Mother Gopal, would you like to? No? Okay. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Maybe I shouldn't have spoken now, but maybe I should have allowed other devotees to speak for me. I apologize for that. I just wanted to share something about Srila Prabhupada, about the fact that he actually didn't leave. Like one time I was in my house, and because I don't have much association, my sadhana was really crushed and my spiritual life was totally down. And I was feeling that slowly I was like abandoning everything. And one morning my sister comes to me and she's totally atheist and she doesn't know anything about Prabhupada or nothing. And I was cleaning something and she said, "Oh, this man, I just dreamt about him this night," and she was showing Prabhupada. And I was like, "My God, did you dream Prabhupada?" She said, "Yes, he was short and he has this beautiful effulgent face and he was smiling so much." And I was like, "Really? And what was he wearing?" "Oh, he had something like orange, strange kind of stuff around." I was like, "Wow, and what happened?" And she said, "Well, he was asking me about you." And I was like, "He was asking me about me?" "Say, yeah, yeah." And she said, "And you know what? The most amazing thing is that in my dream, I was dressed exactly as I'm dressed now. And I just went to open the door, and he said, where is she? And actually, he said my name. At that time, I wasn't still initiated. So he said, where is Diana? And he said, oh, she's over there. And then Prabhupada just walked by. And interesting enough, the next day, my grandmother, she told me, what were you doing the night before? And I said, I was sleeping. And she said, oh, I heard you screaming something. And I said, what was I screaming? And she said, you were screaming out, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. And I was like, really? And this really like gave me like a awareness that actually Prabhupada was looking for me, because I was slowly, slowly abandoning everything. And he just came to like save me. He's so present, and he really loves us so much, and I really think it's our duty to reciprocate to this love by endeavoring in Krishna consciousness and trying to become devotees and help him in this mission to allow people to become Krishna consciousness. I'm so sorry, but yeah, I'm very, very grateful to Prabhupada. Thank you.
Om Agnati Maram Dasya Yanyanyana Salakya Sakshuri Militam Dena Tasma Sri Gurave Namaha. Jai Sri Prabhupada. I didn't make an offering, Sri Prabhupada, because on your disappearance day, most of the time, we don't have an offering. And I had so many things to do that was actually an offering to you. Because these days, I'm very much feel connected with you. You are coming more and more closer, and I don't know what that means to me. But it feels like that. And actually, today it is your disappearance day, Srila Prabhupada. But what this Mataji was just saying, you not disappeared for us, especially not for me. Because you are very much present in your Murti form, in your books, in the devotees. And I pray to you every day. Because to please you, we have to learn in your ISKCON to cooperate together. And I'm not so good in that. And I pray to you to help me to cooperate with the devotees and to please you in that way. And when you are pleased, the devotees will also be pleased. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for everything which you have given me and what you have given the devotees and what you are giving the guests who are coming here every day. They make a picture from you, because they don't want to forget you. And I make them aware how special you are to us and also actually for them. They are not aware of that. But slowly by slowly, you will give them some mercy. Today one man was coming and he brought three friends of him. He said, I'm coming here already 5 years, every year. I cannot pass by. I just have to come again and again. And I was thinking, and I told him, you are so blessed. Srila Prabhupada will be so pleased with you because you bring other people under his shelter. Please come again and again with new people. Srila Prabhupada will be so happy with you. And the man started almost crying. And I was thinking, oh my God, always when I say something, people start crying. But Prabhupada, I told him, you are not just try to cry, but the soul feels that what I am saying is coming from Srila Prabhupada. It's coming from you. Srila Prabhupada, please bless the devotees, all of them, with your mercy, that they can also cooperate with your mission, and that we please you more and more, to give your knowledge, what you have given to us, to others. Even when we are not qualified, but we try what we give, what we have gotten from you, your compassion, and so many other beautiful qualities. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada. Forever, I'm your servant. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Dear Srila Prabhupada, when Mother Jagbhadra Mataji was singing the song, suddenly some remembrance came also of the days that we were in Amsterdam. And on one Ratha Yatra also, there was Prabhupada was there. He was coming to the Ratha Yatra, and some person was asking, "Who is that man there on the chair?" And was thinking, it was real. Why is he sitting so quiet? And then his wife also came there, and fortunately, I had a book in my bag, so. Showed this the Bhagavad Gita and sign of civilization, and so these people they actually started to inquire about Prabhupada, and I had a feeling just that Prabhupada wanted these people to get the books because these people came to me to ask, and these people got the books, so it was like Prabhupada personally was distributing the books, so it was. That day, really, I also realized like that, you know, that and for a long time now, I could not chant, I could not read, and like this, and this year, again, you know, by Prabhupada's mercy, I started to, you know, get the association of devotees and know some mercy like that. And also somebody instructed me to read at least, you know, some like 15 minutes a day, Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam. So I started to do that, and like that I feel much more connection with the purports and with you, Srila Prabhupada. So I want to thank all the devotees and Srila Prabhupada for all the mercy he gives to me. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
dedication you'd like to make to Srila Prabhupada and the devotees, right?
Sudevi is also
involved. Sudevi is also involved, okay.
So this is a, 3-minute, I wouldn't say film, but a visual presentation. It's a composition of images, and it was inspired by Srila Prabhupada chanting the Maha Mantra. And it's images of Vrindavan, because you'll see the way that it's been edited is as each mantra you're being taken into a different glimpse of Vrindavan, and you kind of get closer and closer from the externals into pretty much the devotees, and then it ends with an image of the sky that was in a plane that I filmed, and I thought it looked kind of like the ocean, and you feel like you're being pulled out of the ocean, and I feel like Srila Prabhupada's chanting really does that, so if you like it.
Thank you. For me, the way how I can feel Srila Prabhupada's presence the most is by studying his books and also teaching his books. So during one of the Bhakti Shastri courses for last year, we presented a little, or we prepared a little video. In an act of devotion, the first five principles of devotional service are mentioned, and these are all related to the spiritual master. So we prepared a little presentation. I mean, it's a lot more simple than what we just saw, but anyway, I hope you like it.
Thank you.
to say something? Any of our... I asked them, did I ask you? Did I ask you? You're welcome. Which bhajan is it?
Gurudev. Most of them know it, maybe. And before that, I just wanted to say that it's so wonderful for me, Srila Prabhupada, you manifest yourself so much through your devotees. Just like what an inspiring lecture we had this morning. I want to thank the speakers, all three of them. I really feel the mercy of Srila Prabhupada very much through his sincere followers, whether direct disciples or grand disciples, or great grand disciples. And I'm so grateful that the devotees are revealing their commitment and their devotion to Srila Prabhupada in such a sincere way through the Bhagavatam class and tonight also, you know. In our session of sharing our feelings of love for Srila Prabhupada. So in this way I also can become a little bit devotee. Yes, and especially I liked the point that Srila Prabhupada will be pleased. Our Rasamanal Prabhu, he pointed out, by working on ourselves. So that's more or less what our guru, Srila Prabhupada, expects from us, just as his spiritual master expected something very high to preach Krishna consciousness in the English-speaking countries. But we are supposed to become devotees. And I want to cling on to that instruction we got today from Rasamanal Prabhu, from Srila Prabhupada. So now I like to sing and pray. I feel very much inspiration in chanting the bhajans of the Vaishnava Acharyas, because they are all such cries for mercy and describing the process and glorifying Acharyas and the Lord. And this is, but we don't do it very often, unfortunately. So if somebody likes this also, so please come and maybe we can organize ourselves to regularly chant this culture. Srila Prabhupada said, we will conquer the world with culture. Mm-hmm. The translation is, Gurudev, with a drop of mercy, make this servant of yours more humble than a blade of grass. Give me the strength to bear all trials and troubles and free me from all desires for personal honor. O Lord and Master, invest me with the power to properly honor all living beings. Only then will I sing the holy name in great ecstasy, and will all my offenses cease. O Lord and Master, when will his devotee be blessed by obtaining your mercy? I am low, fallen, and devoid of all strength and intelligence. Please make me your beloved servant. When I examine myself, I find nothing of value. Your mercy is therefore essential to me. If you are not merciful, I will constantly weep and I will not maintain my life any longer. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gurudev kripa bindu diya Guru veda se trina pekatina Gurudev Sakala sahane baladiya koro nijamanes priyahina. Sakala sahane baladiya Sakale samana korite shakati dehonata yata yata. Sakale samana korite shakati dehonata yata yata. Sakale samana korite shakati Dehonata yata yata. Sakale samana korite shakati dehonata yata. Tabeto gaibo hari namasuke aparadha vihata. Tabeta hari namasuke aparadha vihata. Tabeto gaibo hari namasuke aparadha vihata. Hari namasuke Kabe no kripa labia e jana kritarta hoibe nata. Shakte bodhina ame atene na kormore atma sahata. Shakte bodhina ame atene na kormore atma sahata. Yogyata vichare kichu nahi pai Tomara karuna sara. Yogata vichare kichu nahi pai Tomara karuna sara. Yogata vichare kichu nahi pai Tomara karuna sara. Karuna na haile kandiya kandiya prana na rakibo ara. Karuna na haile kandiya kandiya prana na rakibo ara. Karuna na haile kandiya kandiya prana na rakibo ara. Urude kripa bindu diya koro edase trina pekati hina. Sakala sahane baladiya koro nijamanes priyahina. Sakala sahane baladiya koro nijamanes priyahina. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada
So maybe I make a complete fool out of me and you will finally recognize how I really am. But I would like to read some offering which I wrote to Srila Prabhupada's pleasure and yeah, for my purification. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshu Unmilitam Yenatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances in the dust of your divine lotus feet. The following is intended to please and praise you. If you will please, kindly accept the humble offering of mine. By combined mercy, I got to read the divine message delivered through you. You spent lots of nights, hours, compiling those books meant for educating us how to get to real spiritual life. You did this accepting whatever difficulties came up, and so you spent years of your own life in serving us selflessly and surrendered in the mission of your dear Guru Maharaj. But still, alas, it did not yet change my unfortunate heart. There is a gap between knowing your divine grace and relating to you. I know you are still there, available to lead us on. There is so much vani of yours, and your murti is here, worshipped in all your temples. Your disciples also opened the treasure house of their love to you, sharing your vapu in their books too. Alas, how numb my heart must be, unconscious in rituals only, it approaches you and others too. Doomed, bereft of all good association, and through this, So, please save me, Srila Prabhupada, if you so desire. Please grant me your divine grace's substantial association. And please free me from that shallow and impersonal tendency. Because this was especially your mission. I'm fallen, without intelligence and weak. But you are my spiritual grandpa. I know for certain and trusted deep that I can learn from you everything I need. Your only mission in life is to fulfill the mission of your spiritual master. Thus you bestowed upon all the matchless gift. No better gift was there ever presented, nor is nor will there ever be one better presented. I recall you emphasizing what disciple means. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Shitete Kriya Aikya Ana Kariya Umana Asha. That's it, plain, simple. That's our actual qualification. Simply to stick with the instructions of Sri Guru. Simply to try to please him. You said once what pleases you most, if you become pure devotees. I'm simply amazed upon your divine grace's pure innocence. For that sake, you established ISKCON centers all around the globe for our benefit, so that we can associate with each other in Krishna consciousness by culture and knowledge. Please, Srila Prabhupada, grant me your taste for the devotees' association, for only then will my offenses end, and then I may be able to really chant Hare Krishna. Your godly qualities no end. Your simplicity, humility, dedication, graveness. I just know I own to you and other Vaishnavas this life. For without you all combined efforts and mercy, I would know nothing about spiritual, real life. I feel indebted therefore to follow your path and not only take responsibility for my own life, but for other people's lives too. And not only that, when you left this planet 34 years ago, you left the frame for your body, ISKCON, and you entrusted it to those staying and for all those future generations to come, to fill in the pieces of that big puzzle. This means you offer still service opportunities to your divine grace's bigger Vapu. It's what we make out of it or not that determines ISKCON's well-being. Please, if you so desire, kindly grant this show bottle beggar to be somehow of use of some meaningful use to you in that Vapu form. Dear Srila Prabhupada, I'm helpless and poor, and I can simply cry, Krishna, Krishna, running behind you. Please, dear Srila Prabhupada, be merciful upon this useless soul and kindly accept that heartfelt prayer of mine and the dust of your divine lotus feet. Your servant to Supriya Devidasi. Also, I wanted to ask if this is possible, because as far as I know, Srila Prabhupada liked one song very much, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. And to me, this song means actually quite a lot. It's not so much about the connection that I feel to Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, but for me it's like, you know, my meditation upon my spiritual master. So I don't know if we can sing that also. Yeah? So.
Then we have to make sure everybody has a song.
Okay, it's like on the page 86. I don't know how many of them are here. Yeah. The feet of Sri Rupa Manjari. The feet of Sri Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami's eternal form as Gopi of Raj, are my real wealth. They are the object of my bhajan and puja. They are the treasure of my heart, and they are my ornaments and the life of my life. They are the reservoir of all rasa for me and the fulfillment of all my desires. They are the conclusion of the religion of the Vedas for me and are the goal of all my vows, austerities, and the chanting of my mantra. They are the purpose of all my religious activities. By the power of those feet, my activities will become favorable to devotion. Spiritual perfection will be achieved, and with these two eyes I will be able to actually see. The exquisite beauty of Sri Rupa Manjari's divine feet will shine like the brilliant moon upon the lotus of my heart both day and night, thus giving relief to my afflicted soul. By the venom of the snake of separation from you, my soul has wasted away, and my life is ever afflicted and distressed. O Rupa Manjari, please be merciful and give me the shade of your lotus feet. Narottam Das has taken refuge. I just know to sing it with cartels. No better one. Do we have enough books? Wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Okay, you still
yeah.
See the book?
Yeah. Rupa Manjari Pada Se Mora Sampada Se Mora Padana Pujana
Anymore.
Sanidhi Se mu avansha siddhi Se ma vidaradharma Sevrata se tapa se mura mantra japa se ma dharma karma
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare
Srila Prabhupada, Patita Pavana Ki Jai, Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Adesha Tarine I would like to make this spoken offering to Srila Prabhupada. I feel extreme contrast between his divine magnanimity and my myself. Nevertheless, I feel obliged and inspired to thank Srila Prabhupada for various divine treasures that I've been bestowed since I joined this movement and since I've received the mercy. Srila Prabhupada, I would like to thank you for all the mercy that's been given to me and to various unlimited souls who have approached your lotus feet. I would like to thank you for the shelter of my Guru Maharaj. I would like to thank you for giving me the holy name. I would like to thank you for giving me the association of devotees, which is something so priceless that it can never be emphasized enough. I would like to thank you especially for your purports and for the books that you have translated. These books are a life-giving, always present shelter. Once a friend of mine who had a few doubts, she have asked me, what is it in Srila Prabhupada? You have never met him. What is it that was the most attractive personally in Srila Prabhupada for you? And it didn't take me 2 seconds because I knew immediately that Srila Prabhupada, those were your words in your purports. For me, since the first time I had contact with these books and these words, they are just, I was feeling initiated, basically, since the first day I started reading these purports, which are so powerful. So I would like to thank you very much for these books. I would like to thank you actually for giving us everything in these books. Everything is there if we go deep enough. So I would really like to thank you for that. And I would like to thank you for giving us the holy abode of Vrindavan and Mayapur Dham and Purikshetra. I would like to thank you for giving us all the spiritual opulences. I feel very much indebted by being given so much. I feel that since I have come to your lotus feet, I've been given and given and given. I feel that I've been receiving and receiving and receiving. And I feel a great burden of love, because they say if somebody is given a lot, it is the same person, it is expected a lot. And even if it wasn't expected, the ways of love are such that one feels a need to reciprocate. I feel a great need to reciprocate, and as time goes by, I have many very particular desires. Some of them are spiritual, but nevertheless, I would like to put aside all my spiritual desires and surrender completely unto your lotus feet, Srila Prabhupada, and I would like to ask you and to pray and to beg to please use me as your instrument and to reveal to me in which way you would like to use me. I would like to offer my life. I would like to offer my life into your service and into the great sacrifice and a beautiful movement that is been going on. And this life on earth is very short. I would like to offer it to you, and I would like to ask you again and again to please guide me as you are and to show me in which propensity you want me to serve. And in this way, try to reciprocate a little bit with everything that I've been given. I have understood that Krishna's ways and your ways, ways of Lord Gauranga, are to actually win our hearts by breaking them with so much love that when one in one point understands that this love is so much, you know, bigger than me, the false ego falls apart, basically. The opulence of love is way bigger. So I would like to reciprocate with this love and thank you a million of times for all the spiritual opulences that are being bestowed upon me. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
So when we were children, on appearance days, I don't know about disappearance days, but they asked us to write letters to Krishna and Prabhupada and different things. So I don't think I gave up the habit, or I gave it up and started up again. So this is just a letter to Srila Prabhupada. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to you. It has come to pass that it is again the yearly remembrance of your disappearance. Appearance days are often experienced to be more joyful externally than disappearance days, and the very word disappearance, which we use to describe these occasions, seems to indicate a sense of loss. We lost personal vision of you, although personally, I was never really there to experience your physical presence in the first place. Because I never had the opportunity to see you, Srila Prabhupada, in the flesh per se, how can I know the meaning of your passing? Whether I have the insight or not, I must draw something from this day, blessed by the words of departed Vaishnavas, that inspires me in my endeavors of Krishna consciousness. I have drawn this conclusion. When a saint falls from our sight, then it forces us to take shelter of their instruction more than ever before. I see actually that devotees are never lost. As Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, they live forever in sound. Srila Prabhupada, I have only ever known you in sound, and this is how I relate to you. Surely I have seen your photos and films, but I only truly know you through your books and through the words of your disciples. You conclude the Chaitanya Charitamrita with the treatise to the Vani of your spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Thus you decided in the postgraduate study of Krishna consciousness to end your works with a description of the potency of your spiritual master's instruction beyond his physical presence. I see this disappearance day as yet another treatise to Vani. Why would we observe a day exclusively dedicated to sorrow? There is a sense of separation invested in this day, but surely we are not just attempting to feel glum. What would we be without your instructions? I would surely not have had the privilege of being born from Vaishnava parents, because without your mercy, such Vaishnavas would not exist around the world. My parents are not your direct disciples either, which means that they also only had your vani. Your instruction, when it reached them, was still so strong that it made them decide to dedicate their lives to Krishna consciousness, and in turn, due to their association, this brought me to accept this as my own path. So I will see this day as a time to feel sorry for myself that I never even had your physical association, but it will focus more that this day is a day to recognize that your message was beyond material elements, that it's eternal, and that it's completely divine. Srila Prabhupada, your vani is my deity, my gateway from this material world, and my ever-present guide. Instruction is my true friend and the torch in dark places. I'm alive and kicking today simply due to your exalted instructions, and I'm reassured that death is no obstacle if I simply weave these instructions into the core of my heart. Today is not a celebration of death for me, but a tribute to immortal life. Your aspiring servant, Madhavendra Puridas. Srila Prabhupada ki.
This is actually an offering that my husband wrote, but he left, so as I encouraged him to read it, it's now up to me to read it. I thought it would be nice. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my most humble obeisances at your lotus feet. All glories to your divine grace. Mama Gyanati Miranda Syagananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yanatasmai Shigurave Namaha. More than ever, it seems, Krishna consciousness and your spiritual literature is needed to set aright a world gone awry. Financial meltdowns, Arab Springs, and good prospects for unending seasons of civil discontent keep the wheels of false hope, deception, and violence turning at increasing speeds. But has this ever been otherwise? Clear, but some of history's dusty surface and distant mirrors will reflect our present misery. Once more, it will be revealed that there is, after all, nothing new under the sun. Indeed, on and above the sun, the situation is scarcely better. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery, wherein repeated birth and death take place. Bhagavad Gita 8:16. Our time, then, is not so uniquely out of joint. It is yet another Kali Yuga, another cloudy season of the living entities in an infinite carousel of ages. But this, to be sure, is all the more reason to stress the immediate need for Krishna consciousness at all times, for the spectacular suffering of this breathing world is all too real, and the medicine of the holy name and your books all too potent. Knowing this, you ceaselessly and forcefully taught everyone to chant and hear and thus go back to Krishna. Had you not come who had told the message of Krishna forceful and bold? Srila Prabhupada, I cannot thank you enough for your tireless endeavors in re-spiritualizing the misdirected civilization I'm part of. You have kindly given me an opportunity to contribute to this re-spiritualization by translating and publishing your books, and I pray that you may bless me so that I can continue serving you and your faithful followers and help end this prolonged winter of discontent that chills our days without the sun of Goloka, ever seeking your blessings.
your humble servant, Rupa Sanatana Das. I wanted to say something. I don't know if I'll be staying in tune, but something in my name to Srila Prabhupada is a prayer. First of all, thanking in gratitude, and also a small prayer. The gratitude that I could express is actually immense. So I will just express a small part of it. And that part of it is that I feel very grateful, definitely, for being able to experience or see how great of an ocean of faith Prabhupada has poured on us. And by grace of all the Vaishnavas, senior Vaishnavas, gurus, I'm initiating guru and gurus and senior Vaishnavas around me, I can take bits and bits of that faith for my own practice. At the same time, also the devotees, other Vaishnavas around, also my peers and those who are younger than me, by all their service, which they're performing with determination and love, I feel that I can take more and more of the faith for my own spiritual life. And as now soon we'll be entering into a new period of life, which is called parenthood. And we realize that this is a very challenging service. And we pray for the mercy of your mercy, and of course mercy of other Vaishnavas, that we'll be able to follow the vows that we have given at initiation, the vows that were one of your main instructions, to chant at least 16 rounds every day. So I humbly pray that on this day that I may continue to follow this vow no matter how hard the times will get. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I need a prema dhamma. Gauranga Gunera sesabha sangira sange ekoi lobhila Sava sangira sange ekoi lobhila.
Shishirara Gopinati Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Vaishnav Thakur Jaya, Vaishnav Thakur Jaya, Vaishnav Thakur Jaya, Vaishnav Thakur. Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur. Jaya Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya, Jaya, Prabhupada.
Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki, Savior of the whole three worlds Ki.